29-year-old former actor and model Jack Miller leads the Cape Party.
I formed the Cape Party because it was becoming increasingly clear that the ANC government had no intention of implementing policies that intended to create a rainbow nation, but rather were dividing people on the basis of skin color, destroying the country's economy, infrastructure, and education system, while at the same time stealing everything they could.
Miller's movement is based in Cape Town, the capital city of South Africa's Western Cape province. Its tourism and wine industries generate billions of rand every year. The Cape Party wants the Western Cape to secede from South Africa. Miller argues that the independent country of the Cape Republic, with good economic and political policies, will be far more productive, to the benefit of all South Africans.
The remainder of South Africa would have an open trading partner that would boost their economy, providing affordable goods and services, excess electricity or water if needed. Basically, all of the benefits of a flourishing economy would be right next door.
Miller maintains that the Cape Republic won't be a separatist enclave.
And if there are people who don't like the policies of the South African government, then they can always migrate and bring their skills down to us in the Cape.
Other politicians say the country's constitution outlaws provincial secession, but Miller disagrees. He points to an article in the Charter that says all South Africans have a right to self-determination. Miller is also convinced that certain powerful precedents, as he puts it, support the feasibility of Cape secession.
Just look at the borders of South Africa itself. You know, Lesotho and Swaziland, these are independent countries within the borders of South Africa.
He claims the ANC uses its power to discriminate against its perceived opponents. As an example, Miller says big contracts and tenders are awarded not to the most skilled people, but to friends of the ruling party.
This is what the apartheid government did when they took control, and this is what the ANC is doing now. If we want to put an end to discrimination in this country, we need to decentralize the decision-making power of a central government and return it to the local communities.
Miller is adamant that transforming South Africa's unique regions into independent, well-governed countries will bring peace and prosperity.
When you take power back, when you decentralize it, you don't have the same types of conflict and friction that develops between different communities when they are forced to battle each other head to head for the cake that the central government is dishing out.
The Cape Party wants to end the ANC policy of black economic empowerment. BEE, as it's known in South Africa, gives preferential treatment to black business people.
BEE is an unbelievably destructive economic weapon against all non-blacks in South Africa who are trying to create businesses, provide employment, and grow the amount of value in society.
Miller says the ANC is abusing BEE.
The madness gets worse when after 20 years it becomes blatantly obvious that BEE is simply a smokescreen tactic for government officials, their families, and business relations to make an absolute fortune off the taxpayer.
The Cape Party says there's also no need for affirmative action. This reserves many top jobs for black South Africans, some not qualified for their positions, says Miller.
We've had 20 years of these racially discriminative economic and political policies, which have driven out most of the expert and skilled labor needed to drive a first world country. For example, technicians to keep the power stations running, or specialists to ensure that our drinking water is safe to drink.
Miller wants to transform South Africa's tax system.
We have tax rates higher than first world countries like the USA, Britain, and France.
According to his research, less than 10% of citizens pay tax. Miller says this tiny, overtaxed minority effectively subsidizes the rest of the country. He says this is unfair and destroys the incentive to work among the majority.
Then, of the taxes that are collected that should go to improving the country, huge sums are swallowed up by a grossly oversized bureaucracy, misspent on incompetent and inflated tender programs, or outright stolen.
Miller acknowledges that lack of funding is hampering the Cape Party, but he's still campaigning for South Africans' support.
They should vote for us because they're sick and tired of being discriminated against because they're the wrong skin color this season. They should vote for us because they are sick and tired of being patronized and treated like a child because they happen to be the right skin color this season. They should vote for us because they want to live in a different world, a world of abundance, a world in which you're born free and treated equally.
Several bigger political groups have dismissed the Cape Party as a joke. Miller isn't fazed.
And if they continue to dismiss us, I would respond to them with a quote from Mahatma Gandhi, which says, "First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win."
Miller maintains that his dream of a Cape Republic will never die, no matter how good or bad his party's performance in the forthcoming election. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.